Well, in just a moment, you're going to get a chance to learn about Beauty and the Beast, which opens today. Gemini Theater presents Beauty and the Beast. We have members of the cast here with us today. That's always a great way to learn about what's going to be presented. And I'm going to start with you. Can you introduce yourself and tell me, I guess, the role that you play in the play? Let's meet you first. What's your name?
My name's Lexi.
Lexi. And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And can you tell me what school you go to?
I go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
Excellent. And is there anybody you want to give a shout out to or say hello to?
I want to say hi to my brothers, Caden and Jacob, and my sister, Shaylee.
Excellent. And what is the part that you play in the play?
I play Lilac, the Enchanted Flower.
The Enchanted Flower, Lilac. And what does Lilac do without giving away anything?
Lilac's kind of like just this nice character who is in the garden, and she's purple.
Purple, like Lilac. Is she nice? I mean, Lilac sounds like a nice character.
She's nice.
Excellent. Are you thinking of acting or musical theater as a career?
Possibly.
What's your major at Kappa?
I'm a literary arts major.
Ah, so you probably like to write, I'm sure. Excellent.
Yes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And did I ask you about shout-outs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I forget. So let's meet who's on your right. Sitting next to the Lilac is who?
Hi, I'm Sydney.
Hi, and where do you go to school?
I go to Pittsburgh Colfax.
Pittsburgh Colfax. Anybody to say hello to?
I'd like to say hi and thank you to my mom and sister who are watching and my grandparents.
Excellent. By the way, you can say hi back by texting us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Sydney, are you also in a vegetative state during this play? What do you do?
Actually, I am not. I am one of Belle's sisters. My name is Pandora.
Pandora. Is your costume... when I think of Pandora, I think of, you know, Pandora's box. Does that come into the play at all?
Mm-hmm.
No. You never know with Gemini Theater. There's always puns and all sorts of quirky things that happen. Do you know what you might like to do eventually in life?
I really love musical theater and everything, being a part of stuff like that, as well as science, so something
Excellent.
Involving both.
Great. What grade are you in now?
Eighth.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and let's see who is sitting next to you. We'll just pivot that microphone over, and what's your name?
Arwen.
And Arwen, where do you go to school?
I go to Kappa.
And what grade are you in?
10th.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah.
And what do you play?
I'm Belle's other sister, Drastatia.
Drastatia, as well as Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your character like?
Very mean to Belle.
Mean? Aww. Is it hard for you to play somebody so different than yourself?
No.
No. You're not mean in real life, are
I'm
you?
I'm not. It's quite fun, though.
Okay. How do you get your mean on? What do you do?
I pretend like I'm angry at Jen.
Do you want to say hello to anyone?
I'll say hi to my parents.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Oh, did I ask you where you go to school?
You did.
I'm a little off today. This cold is getting... Tell me where again, though.
Kappa.
Kappa, got it. Whew. Man, I got to stay in the game here. 10th grade. All right, got it. What do you want to do when you're older?
I don't know yet.
What's your major at Kappa?
Writing.
Writing. Another writer. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now, next, I can't wait to hear what she plays. Your name? Whoop, hang on, Lily. I have to press that purple button. Lily, and how old are you?
I'm 12.
And can you tell me the role you play?
I'm Pilar. I'm a garden pillar.
Appropriately named Pilar the Pillar. And I mean, do you move?
Yeah, I can move. sometimes in the play, I'm a horse. Beauty and the Beast when they're having their little snow adventure.
Oh, so you get to play. Yeah. You get your dually cast here. I see. You're also at Kappa, right?
Yeah, I'm at Kappa. And I'm a musical theater major.
Excellent. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my friend Elena, my friend Lily, also my parents and my brother and sister.
What are their names?
My brother is Leo and my sister is Sylvia.
Excellent. And I'm glad they get a chance to hear you. And if you're wondering, Kappa is Pittsburgh Public School's Creative and Performing Arts High School. And actually, it's 6 through 12, so it's not just high school. We had a discussion about this yesterday. Sometimes people don't know what Kappa stands for. It's kind of nice to let folks know. Sitting here next to you is who?
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Where do you go to school?
I go to Norwin Middle School.
Norwin Middle School. If you were wondering, Norwin Middle School is Norwin. No, I don't have to explain it like Kappa. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'll say hi to all my friends and my Nana because I know she's listening.
Excellent. And what's your role?
I play Frankie, who's also an enchanted flower.
Another enchanted flower. And there's always, you never know with Gemini plays, you get lots of enchanted things, lots of growing things. What is Frankie's character like?
Very sarcastic.
Along with Arwen, are you the kind of the sarcastic, mean members?
I am like the mean girl flower, if you think of it that way.
You think about that, the mean. I think about one of those flowers that squirts things, you know, out. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
I'd definitely like to go into musical theater because I definitely have a passion for it. So it'd be fun to do it for a job someday.
That's great. How are the opportunities at Norwin at school? Do you have drama or plays there?
Well, our middle school doesn't do anything, but our high school's very big in the arts and music and everything like that.
Excellent. So that was my memory of Norwin, too. I didn't know if it was true in the middle school or not, but I know the high school has always had a good musical tradition. Anything else you'd like to say?
I think I'm good.
Okay. She's good. Well, the person next to you is very eager to say hello. Here she is. Hi.
Hi, I'm Dia.
Hi, Dia. How are you?
I'm good.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I want to say hello to my parents and my two brothers.
What are their names?
Dominic and Dylan.
Those would be your brothers.
Yeah.
So you're all D's. How do you spell your name?
D-E-A.
Are your parents' first names both D?
My mom's, but not my dad's.
Not your dad's. He's the misfit, huh?
Yeah.
So we'll give him a nick. Well, Dad. That does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
Yeah, Dad works. So all D's in your family, which is kind of nice. Where do you go to school?
I go to South Fayette Intermediate School.
That's a big school, isn't it? In fact, one of our viola players was from South Fayette.
Really?
Just a few minutes ago. I don't have her name in front of me, but she went to South Fayette, and we'll figure out her name. I just don't happen to have it in front of me, but she played. Do you know what you want to be when you get older?
Definitely something in musical theater. I really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, everybody from Gemini, there's always a lot of people you can tell. Now, I have what part do you play in the play?
I'm Rose. I'm an enchanted flower in the garden.
And you are a rose?
Yes, I am a rose.
And is that a good flower, like a kind flower?
Yeah, she's nice. She's nice.
Do you have any thorns in your costume?
No, I do not.
No.
But the bush over top of me does.
Now, a question, are there boys in this play?
One? Not including him.
Not including the beast and the boy.
The dad. Not
okay, the dad.
So, he's a flower.
A flower. Excellent. Well, let's meet, the beast is here, and then the beauty will say hello. Hello,
hey, how are you?
Beast. Good. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Randy. I'm older than everyone else, so you don't have to ask
yes,
my age.
Yes, I won't.
And I
where do you go to school?
Well, years ago when dinosaurs roamed the earth. No. I've been with Gemini teaching there since last spring and touring with them. And I've been with Children's Theater for about 25 years now and teaching, touring, and it's been a great experience. And playing Beast has been a lot of fun.
I'll bet. Children's Theater is something that might not be understood by a lot of people. Can you, and I see our beauty is sort of nodding her head to that. It's still real professional theater,
and
that's something people need to understand.
And if they can see the joy that we see as performers, especially when you go into communities or seeing a child who's seen a show for the very first time, to see the joy in their eyes, you know, the expression in their face. And, you know, it's just a great experience as a performer, as an actor that I've been for 30 years almost, and I never get tired of it.
Where are you from originally?
Originally Chicago. Spent time in New York and then came to Pittsburgh.
And did you come to Pittsburgh for Gemini? Or?
I came to Pittsburgh to get married, I was married here. And then I work with other theater companies, own my own theater company, and then been with Gemini now for a while. So I keep pretty busy.
Great.
So it's nice.
Did you want to add something? Oh, okay. Let's meet our beauty now, who is next to you. Hello, beauty.
Hello.
Tell me who you are. And
my name is Jen, and I play Belle for Beauty and the Beast. I've been working with Gemini for almost 3 years now, and I'm part of their staff. I'm their education and outreach associate. So I'm in charge of bringing shows and field trips to schools in the Pittsburgh area and sometimes even outside the Pittsburgh area, which is really, really fun.
And it's got to be fun for you to be in a play.
Yes.
Are you from Pittsburgh originally yourself?
I am. I'm from Brookline.
From Brookline.
Yep.
Brookline girl made good.
Yes.
Where did you go to high school?
Seton LaSalle.
And can you sort of explain, most people know the story, I think, but are there any variations in the story?
Well, we have tried to deviate from the typical Disney version of Beauty and the Beast, and we have referred back to the original classic story of it, where there are sisters, and there's Belle's father, and he is a wealthy merchant who loses his wealth. And he gets caught up with the Beast, and the Beast makes a deal with him saying, you have 3 days, because you stole a rose from me, you have 3 days to either come back to me or send one of your daughters in your place.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's there's a lot of tension.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let me say in advance, before you hear of this scene, that Gemini Theater plays are suitable pretty much for everybody.
That's right.
You can bring a screamer with you, and it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It really is okay. It's not necessarily, you know, encouraged, but no, it's a very open, it's a great first theater experience for young
and
children.
There's so much interaction, too,
yeah,
with the kids, and we get them involved in the show, which is what we love to do. So,
and the show opens today, 1 and 3:30 every weekend. I'm trying to think the run.
Next 5 weekends.
Yeah, it ends February 8th, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
You can go to GeminiTheater.org. We've linked to your page. So, what's going to happen in this scene that we're about to hear?
Well, what's going to happen is Belle has decided to sort of, in a sense, sacrifice herself and go see the Beast to help save her father. And the Beast has just told her that she has to stay with him forever. And of course, she's upset about this, and the garden is trying to reassure her, like, look, like, things could be worse. So they're trying to cheer her up about the situation. So you're going to be hearing the song, It Could Be Worse.
It could be worse. And here comes the cast of Beauty and the Beast. Everybody feel ready. Here we go.
Bump into King Midas and be turned to gold. They could lock you in a dungeon and throw away the key. But you have friends who love you just like family.
Oh, I guess you're right.
It could be worse. It could be worse. I could be the victim
of an awful curse. My head could ache all day from princes climbing up my hair. I could have a wooden nose that grows way out to there. They could lock me in a dungeon and throw away the key. But I've got friends who love me, just like family. I should count my blessings, I'm fortunate to be with special friends who love me, just like family.
There you hear it, the cast. Met almost all the cast of Beauty and the Beast. There's another nice song, I'll bet. Did anybody forget to say anything that they wanted to say that they didn't get to say that they meant to say?
Just wanted to shout out to the Gemini Theater and everybody who is working hard to get the opening day ready, working hard at the theater right now, getting everything ready for us.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
There has to be a lot.
We love you.
And come out today. There is heat in the theater, right?
Yes, a lot. So, a lot of heat. Don't worry. Yes. And don't worry, you kids. We'll keep you moving through the entire show. So,
yeah. So look for Gemini Theater. The play opens today at 1 and 3:30 and then runs every Saturday and Sunday through February 8th. Beauty and the Beast, GeminiTheater.org. Thank you to Gemini Theater once again.